It's finally shoulder season, when summer begins to give way to fall. At the farmers' markets, there are the last tomatoes and the first apples, cool mornings turn into warm afternoons, and there's an anticipatory energy in the air. And as always, there are things to bake and reasons to bake them, from cookies to keep lunchboxes full to an apple cake that can sweeten any gathering, and of course, the first pumpkin bakes of the season. 1. Apple fritter cake. In this recipe, the beloved apple fritter is reimagined as a sliceable, snackable bake. The moist, sturdy cake, made using the reverse creaming method, supports a huge heap of diced cinnamon-scented apples. The vanilla glaze on top gives this homemade cake donut shop appeal. Get the recipe, apple fritter cake. To make this recipe, you'll need Vietnamese cinnamon and pure vanilla extract. If you like this recipe, you may also like apple bunuelos apple fritters, apple crumb cake. 2. Harvest pumpkin scones. If you're already baking with canned pumpkin this season, this recipe is an excellent way to use up leftover puree. It only calls for half a cup. Cinnamon, ginger, allspice, and nutmeg give these scones the scent of autumn, while cinnamon sweet bits add extra pockets of spice in every bite. Get the recipe, harvest pumpkin scones or gluten-free pumpkin scones. To make this recipe, you'll need cinnamon sweet bits and pumpkin pie spice. If you like this recipe, you may also like easy whole grain pumpkin banana bread, pumpkin cake bars with cream cheese frosting. 3. Cinnamon apple pull-apart bread. This autumnal bread is enriched with milk and eggs so that it bakes up soft and tender, ready to fall apart at the lightest tug. Tucked between each layer is a sweet, cinnamon-scented apple filling, made even more fragrant and gooey with a splash of vanilla and a bit of brown sugar. Get the recipe, cinnamon apple pull-apart bread. To make this recipe, you'll need instant clear gel. If you like this recipe, you may also like jalapeno cheddar pull-apart bread, apple cinnamon monkey bread. 4. Fudgy chocolate date cake. We should all be baking more with dates, and no recipe will convince you more than this gooey, chewy chocolate cake. Mejil dates provide caramelly sweetness and a dense, moist texture, while chopped chocolate and cocoa make the cake extra chocolatey. Get the recipe, fudgy chocolate date cake. To make this recipe, you'll need Gittered semi-sweet chocolate wafers. If you like this recipe, you may also like oatmeal date smash cookies, flourless chocolate truffle cake. 5. The softest oatmeal raisin cookies. These hearty cookies are exceptionally soft, moist, and chewy, with a texture that stays tender for days, even after freezing, thanks to one simple trick. The oats are soaked in melted butter and milk before they're incorporated into the rest of the dough. Made with brown sugar and a touch of cinnamon for a warm, balanced flavor, they come together in under an hour and emerge from the oven looking like bakery-perfect cookies. Get the recipe, the softest oatmeal raisin cookies. To make this recipe, you'll need King Arthur rolled oats. If you like this recipe, you may also like oatmeal chocolate chip cookies, oatmeal date smash cookies. 6. Caramel macchiato tiramisu. Move over, pumpkin spice lattes. We're turning toward a different coffee shop drink for fall flavor inspiration. Here, a creamy, dreamy caramel macchiato is transformed into a layered tiramisu featuring salted caramel sauce between espresso-soaked ladyfingers and mascarpone filling. Get the recipe, caramel macchiato tiramisu. To make this recipe, you'll need King Arthur pure vanilla extract. If you like this recipe, you may also like tiramisu, tiramisu for two. 7. Flaky puff crust pizza turnovers. Made with the dough from our recipe of the year, flaky puff crust pizza, these pizza pockets are like a buttery turnover and cheesy calzone mashed together. Fill them with pepperoni and make them tray-sized for a fun family dinner or portion them into smaller snack-sized versions. See the tips at the bottom of the recipe page for guidance on how to do so. Get the recipe, flaky puff crust pizza turnovers. To make this recipe, you'll need crispiest crust pizza pan. If you like this recipe, you may also like homemade pizza pockets, flaky puff crust pizza. 8. Crispy brown butter cookies. Brown butter makes everything better, including these nutty, caramelly cookies and their glaze, which also have a delicate, crisp texture thanks to cornstarch in the dough. Even better, the dough comes together entirely by hand and requires no chilling, just 20 minutes for the browned butter to cool slightly. Get the recipe, crispy brown butter cookies. To make this recipe, you'll need tablespoon scoop. If you like this recipe, you may also like Joy's brown butter chocolate chip cookies with pecans, soft brown sugar cookies. 9. Pistachio cake with pomegranate glaze. With a vibrant pink glaze and pale green crumb, this single layer cake will attract attention on any table. But it's not just about looks. The tender, moist cake is fragrant with pistachios, orange, and rose water, while the glaze is slightly tart from pomegranate juice. The inclusion of pomegranate is intentional, as it's part of the Persian Jewish Rosh Hashanah Seder, making this bake a lovely addition to any Rosh Hashanah table. Get the recipe, pistachio cake with pomegranate glaze. To make this recipe, you'll need Nielsen Massey rose water. If you like this recipe, you may also like sparkling pistachio cookies, pistachio cardamom cupcakes with dark chocolate ganache. 10. Cinnamon sugar pretzel bites. Small but mighty, these pretzel bites pack a major and very nostalgic punch. Just like the ubiquitous mall pretzels, they're drenched in butter, then plunged into salt-spiked cinnamon sugar. Each bite delivers maximum fall spice. Get the recipe, cinnamon sugar pretzel bites. To make this recipe, you'll need bread flour. If you like this recipe, you may also like soft and amp, chewy pretzel bites, pretzel pigs in blankets. 11. Everyday bread. Back to school season may also mean back to regular bread baking, and for that, we recommend this reliable loaf. It's sturdy enough to slice and stack, but it's also soft and yielding thanks to the inclusion of whole milk and a smidge of butter. A dollop of honey adds subtle sweetness, while a combination of whole wheat and all-purpose flour ensures the dough is smooth and strong, yet nutritious. Get the recipe, everyday bread. To make this recipe, you'll need golden wheat flour. If you like this recipe, you may also like sourdough sandwich bread, classic sandwich bread. 12. Mostly apples apple cake. There's just enough batter to hold together a heap of sliced apples in this one-of-a-kind cake. Lightly sweetened with brown sugar and scented with almond extract, this minimalist cake is greater than the sum of its parts. A sophisticated, custardy cake that's deceivingly simple to make. Get the recipe, mostly apples apple cake. To make this recipe, you'll need almond flour. If you like this recipe, you may also like old-fashioned apple cake with brown sugar frosting, whipped caramel apple cake. Cover photo by Patrick Marinello. Food styling by Yekaterina Boitsova.